We thought it would be a very good time to check in with everyone to see how the rest of your day went yesterday and how you received that last awesome meditation. That eighth dimensional, unlocking that eighth dimensional time lock. And unlocking that eighth dimensional light template, even though it isn't, all iterations have not been fully unlocked and engaged. It changes everything. Sometimes in very subtle ways, and it'll take us a few days to kind of in our meditation states throughout the rest of the week and the rest of the time, as we go into our downtime, things will occur to you that you never ever considered before. So each time I do that meditation, it puts me in a space where I just have to sit. That's how it's affected me. Milena was receiving all of the downloads early on as we were preparing for this conference. So she's been working with it longer than I have. Milena?
Yes. So yeah, it's they started taking me into it probably a couple of months ago. And they would just take me into that frequency, and that was just it. There was no, if there was anybody saying anything, I couldn't retain it. But they would just take me in and I'd come out and I couldn't really remember anything that happened. So they kept taking me back over and over almost daily. Well, it was daily. And first thing when I woke up, the last thing before I went to sleep, they would take me in, bring me out. And it took going in and out of it probably several weeks before I could even begin to hold any aspect of it. And slowly it built as I was it as I became more acclimated to it and could hold those frequencies. Then when they started, I could remember being in that realm, and I can remember communication happening, but it was the same thing. It took days before I could start retaining anything that was said because it's just such a different frequency. And then when I finally got to the point where I received that luminous eighth dimensional feel for myself. Everything changed. Everything. I came back and I told Joan, I said, this has happened. I've got to take you into it. I've got to take you in here so you can experience this. And I said, but I don't want to come back when I'm there because it's a place we know. It resonates with our soul. And we know it so well, and we know those beautiful beings so well. But in that place, it's there was a clear separation between being in that frequency and the world that we still operate in every day. And it's a tangible thing. And the more you go into it, the more and more you will be able to feel it. But I want to tell you a little bit about it. But first, we want to know, does anybody want to talk about their experience and what you saw, what you felt?
Felt whatever it was that I received during the morning, I felt that very strong the rest of the day. It was just there. That's the only way I can describe it. It was just there. I knew that it was, I knew that I was within it, and it was very powerful. Heidi and I went to the beach yesterday after this morning session, and I could feel it there. I could feel it no matter where we went. It was just with me. That's the only way I can describe it.
Right.
Wow.
Well, it is a part of you, and it's just remembering, you know, it, which is where we are. We're begin given the gift of remembering these other aspects of ourself. So it's beautiful. Jody?
Back years ago, I had died and come back. I wasn't gone long, but this is the closest time I've gotten to that, was through that meditation yesterday, in that nothingness, but yet structure, but yet still nothingness, and just that joy. I was in a pissy mood all afternoon because it's so dense here, that and I had to remind myself that, because that's what I experienced, you know, 30 years ago. Same thing is that when I did come back, it was dense, it was tough, it was like it, that those near death experiences, they form our life here. And so when I went back there yesterday, I was like, wow, you know, and so I was lucky enough to be or fortunate enough to have that reference. So I kept then recentering and not bringing back that information here, just looking at it, touching it, not wanting to integrate it, because they said not to draw from it. But yet the pathway was so quick and so clear that I was able to get back there very easily.
Right.
And so it eased that irritation of being in the density. So,
well, you know what's been helpful for me, and this is something that we hope each one of you will do every day until we meet for our post-conference meeting, but just take a few minutes every day and just center yourself and look to that furthest edge of your field and see that luminous radiance. Mm-hmm. And if you will just do that, because it's influencing you immediately. The moment they reconnected it, it began influencing who you are. And it will, I'm telling you, it's going to change you. And you will know it within yourself. I can tell a huge difference within me. And even though I have to still operate in this world of noise, it has helped to insulate me somewhat from it. And so just do put yourself in that space at least once a day, and you will notice by the time we meet, what, in 3 weeks for our post-conference, and we'll check in with you, I will expect most of you will be able to notice a shift within yourself.
What I'm going to do is and I didn't get a chance to do it this morning. I thought about it, but I just haven't had an opportunity. I have the recordings from yesterday, which I uploaded and sent to our webmaster. Hopefully he'll get them posted sometime today. He promised me that he would do that. But these will not be segmented for a while, because I told Peggy to take some time of integration for herself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on that entire audio recording, and I'm going to figure out what the timestamp is in that full recording, and I will post it on the Facebook page so that you'll know, well, if you go to 32 minutes point whatever, that's approximately where Milena begins this meditation. And that way you can just fast forward to that time, and it'll make it easier until we get the segmented part for you to listen to that again, because every time you hear it, things happen energetically. I'm here to tell you that. Okay, let's hear from someone else.
Randy. Two things. So one comment was on the earlier information about talking about the Taurus, the tube Taurus, and all the energetics and that information. It's fascinating, because over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been, you know, looking at that information. You know, I just watched that show Black Hole by Nassim Harriman. Alone, you know, and then I come in the conference and this is what we're talking about.
It's amazing how people have had energetic, you know, pushings to look at something or consider something. And then all of a sudden we get into this conference and there it is.
Yeah, I know. It's just like the timing's just impeccable as usual. So that is fantastic. And then my experience yesterday in the eighth dimension, fascinating. I guess one of the more powerful pieces is where, and I can't remember all of it, but where we went into the second triad and with the infinity symbol, and it started to spin and rotate, and then the 13th dimensional being put that blue star in there and
diamond,
and it was, and then it was like a download, like I don't know, like pictographs just hitting me, like, you know, it was almost physical. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty intense. And I guess my last comment is when I'm looking to the edge of my field with this new or this old template engaged, I'm seeing kind of almost a jet blackness with a sparkle to it. I don't know. It's just kind of how I see it. It's kind of interesting.
Right. But we all will perceive it different. For me, it is this luminous field of the sparkling, beautiful, luminous light, you know, but for everyone will perceive it differently for sure.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Imhotep.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. For me, it is a state of nothingness. It is a state of everlasting peace. It is a state of warmth. And it is who you are. And you just absorb and become that nothingness. There is no limit. You are totally expanded. There is no limit. You are the all that is. You have become the source. And as they say, as Milena said, a state that you don't want to leave. And so you hold that. Yesterday, just with the downloads, the Torah, and you experiencing yourself and the Torah folding in inside of you, some of the things that I had experienced before, just couldn't describe it like that. But that tone of light just flourishes within you, out of you, around you. So as it comes in, you share it going out, and you become that radiant being of light and of love. And that's who you are. And you are one with the Father, Father in you, ye in me, and I in you. One source. Mm-hmm. And that's my part.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And yeah, we did forget that we were one.
Right. And remembering that 2020 conference when we went deep into the void back to Prime Directive and received that Prime Creator and received that Prime Directive, we were in the nothingness, which we were told was the everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And that's your whole purpose.
Yeah, remembering
that nothingness and be that light and hold that vibration.
Yes.
And continue to expand and grow
mm-hmm.
that light and that vibration.
Right.
And there you become the blueprint of the kingdom of God on this planet.
Right. You're the living blueprint.
And for me, that is my prime directive.
Beautiful.
Well, this is Colleen. I cannot tell you what I experienced yesterday in the meditation because I don't remember it. I remember the feeling more than anything, and it was very powerful. I was moved after we closed out. I was moved to pick up those Flower of Life books again, and I wanted to finish reading about the tube torus. When I first got the books, I wasn't able to read them too much. It was stuff way over my head. I wasn't in a place where I could understand it. Yesterday, as I'm reading, I understood it. And in talking about the tube torus, it also talked about a little bit about the Merkaba, and it talked a little bit about Metatron's cube and how they all interact with each other. It's all about life. It's what created us, all of it together. That's the part that I missed before. I missed it. I knew that it was important. I knew it was sacred, but I missed the part about how they all interact with each other. He even went through and described each one of the sacred geometries and their part in all of it. It's all connected. It's all about creation. It's all about life. He said that each soul brought into this planet was brought here for a purpose. We all have our part to play. And without one single one of those souls that came in, it would all collapse and fall apart. That's how important every one of us is. I mean, every human being on this planet. And it doesn't matter if you understand that or not. It's the way it is. It's the universe. I think I'm going to have to take some time and read some more of these books because I'm now in a place where I can understand it and feel it in my heart as I read it. I just don't want to miss any more. It's so powerful. And I will be listening to the meditation every day because I remember feeling the joy and the energy. And that might be a reason why I didn't sleep well last night because I forgot to bring myself down out of the 151% that I was in.
That was it.
I won't do that again. I remembered that this morning.
Well, I think it did. It pushed us. Everything happened yesterday, pushed us all. And pushed us, you know, to what we have known our limits to be. And that's intentional. You know, we're now ready to move beyond that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So thank you. Kelly, you got your hand raised?
Yeah, hi guys and gals.
Hi.
So what I want to bring up is I'm having a little trouble with the concept of nothingness. And, you know, that sounds sort of silly, but it's not for me. I mean, I know what the void is. I've been studying and playing with that since the 80s. But this concept of nothingness as I felt it in yesterday's work was I had trouble wrapping myself around it because for me, light is not nothingness. Energy is not nothingness. Frequency is not nothingness. And I felt and saw all those things, you know, during yesterday. So I'm trying to figure out what I feel or experience when I'm hearing you guys talk about that this is going into the nothingness. Because for me, it's not nothing. It's just a lack of form So I'm not sure if that's what nothingness is supposed to mean in this context.
Comment, Kelly?
Yeah.
I would suggest watching that. If you have Gaia, watch that black hole.
Oh, video. I watched that 10 years ago.
Well, watch
I've watched. I know what Nassim Haramein thinks and believes, and yeah.
I think you said it. Nothing is no things. So it's a purest essence of the Creator. The nothingness. Because from nothing, all things were created.
Right.
Nothing isn't empty. I think that's the key. It's the unlimited potential.
It's the purest essence of the Creator.
Unlimited. Yeah, and I don't see that or feel that as nothingness.
Let there be light. But the light came from the nothingness.
I think what you miss when you try to use a third dimensional language of nothing, you have to change. And we don't have words yet to describe what that really is. And yes. I think people are giving you some ideas about that it is everything.
It is. Everything makes more sense than nothing.
Yes. And it's just, you know, we were, as you all know, in that third dimensional paradigm, we were so limited and we forgot so much of ourselves. So just change the word to something that kind of represents the energy that you're feeling.
Yeah, that's why I like the words light, frequency, energy. All those to me are a lack of thing, but it's definitely not a nothing. And light is everything. So I guess I can work with that. And what I felt yesterday. Sorry, Joan, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to throw out there that it felt different and it was hard for me to come up with a word. I wanted to find a word because I listening to other people share, but I didn't have any good words other than it felt different. And I really couldn't tell any difference between 150 and 151 or two. I couldn't tell any difference, but then again, maybe I don't need to tell. You just do it.
Just be.
For Kelly for a second. I think for the best way that I can just feel the nothingness is when I'm out in nature, I'm out and there's birds and animals and the trees and the wind and everything is alive and yet it is so still. It is so quiet and it's just like nothingness to me. It's just this place of just losing yourself in it, in the quietness.
And that nothingness I feel in nature to me feels like love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not nothing in my mind. So I it's just semantics, I think, with like Joan said, with the third dimensional words.
Yeah, just drop it. Don't use that word.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, when we're
you can change anything.
You know, in the eighth dimensional space for me, I mean, it's definitely not nothing. But there's a fullness there that is indescribable, and that I don't necessarily. Now that I've been in that space enough, that is probably the best descriptive word I can give you between what I experienced in the everyday 3D world versus where we were yesterday in that eighth dimension. There was a fullness there. There was nothing lacking there. I needed nothing more than to be in that space and that energy.
Fullness, that's another good word, yes.
And that's why I've told Joan repeatedly, I don't want to come back. I like it here. You know, I'm happy here. There's just you know, there is not a thing I require when I'm in that space because it's full.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody else for their ideas and suggestions. They were all good.
Great. See, John Carroll, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I wanted to say I was glad to be reminded of bringing the Christ up and the fourth triad energy down. It allowed me to expand my field quite a bit, a lot. And I was glad to hear when you said there was no turning back. I was really happy to find out I could stay. And my experience was somersaults and playing hide and seek with the beings. And I just had a great time. It was fun, and it was full, like you say, and it was nothing like you say, but it was all those things and a lot of fun. That's all.
Perfect. Katie, you have your hand raised?
My experience yesterday, I'm sure, was like so many others. I was moved to tears because I did remember. And when I came back, I was very grumpy. So thank you, Jody, because I didn't understand why I was grumpy. But of course, that's why I was grumpy. And I had to work through that and kind of redo the meditation in my head. But I also want to tell you guys what I'm experiencing right now in case it's of use, because I'm experiencing it during this group chat. I think I'm supposed to share it. I'm having a funny time experience. I'm right here in present time. In fact, I'm writing down everyone's name as they speak so that when I transcribe, I don't have to trust my knowledge of the sounds of your voices, which is pretty good, but not 100%. So I'm here. And I'm also in linear time, we call it the future. In 4D time, we call it another point of the circle. I am also looking at and experiencing this conference from when it has already happened. And especially this talk. So there may be a reason why I needed to bring that concept to this group for something that happens during or after the conference. So I thought I would bring that up.
Thank you.
Andy?
Hi. Yesterday was pretty amazing. And when we were with the luminous beings in the eighth dimension, a tear came in my eye, and I'm thinking, oh, it was like I remember them. And then when we have our personal, right, that's the only way I could call it, that one being, one luminous being that will be with us throughout this conference, I could feel that being with me all day yesterday and in the evening. And then in my dream space for a little while. But I haven't been sleeping much because I have to get up every so often and put wood in the fire. And last night I had about 7 hours of sleep, and that was sweet. But this eighth dimension, all I can say is with the luminous beings were really touched my heart a lot.
Thank you. And she, for me, that the luminous one, she presented for me definitely in a feminine expression. For all, some of you, it may not have been a feminine expression. So it was for me. So that's why I use the word she. Some of you might have been a he, and some of you might have been gender neutral with it. I don't know, but it was definitely that for me. But she did say it's not just that she would stay close by during this conference. that she would be with you now until you decide to cross the Rainbow Bridge home from this incarnation.
So that's mostly why that was familiar, and probably why the tear was in my eye all the rest of the afternoon. It was very quiet. And I knew something was going on because my dog was quiet.
Well, they're sensitive to these energies too, for sure.
Yeah, it's affecting the animal community.
That's all I have to share. But
thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your comments.
Thank you. Kathleen?
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
I hope I can get through this without crying. I was in tears the minute we got into the crucible, into the temple. But then when we did the work into the eighth dimension, all I can think of is, you remember when we were kids and we would get those jumping beans and they'd be in the can and they kept jumping and jumping, they'd still end up at the bottom of the can, right?
Right.
I feel like I've been a Mexican jumping bean trying to get up to eighth dimension for God knows how many lifetimes. And yesterday we made it. And I can't put into words how deeply moved and grateful I am to be a part of this group, to have done all this work, to be privileged enough to step into this at this time. And it just feels like it touches a soul memory commitment that's, you know, back to the zero point for me of like, okay, I'm going to do this journey and I'm going to jump and I'm going to jump and I'm going and eventually, you know, make it. But I know there's times when I really doubted that I would make it and, or that, you know, any of us could get out. And I'm so struck by the number 8. Because you brought in the 11, but also the talking about 888 and that Lionsgate portal that was opened, and then the fact that the eighth session that we did was about clearing those anomalies, and I keep going back to it where we go and we get those golden or the crystalline bars from our future self. Mm-hmm. And so my experience of this like infinity is just, there's something so encoded for me that I can't even put it into words, but that 8 is so powerful. And I felt so welcomed into that space by that luminous one. And it was actually male. More male than it was androgynous, but more on the masculine side. And and then when I came out, I also dropped into some incredible physical pain in my body throughout the night. And my dog felt it. She was up and down, in and out, outside. And then I did the 8th session again and brought the bars into my body where it was hurting. And the pain was gone this morning. Wow. So it probably was just stirring up something. To me, it felt like it was in the reproductive area of my body, that some part of my feminine energy was clearing like eons of lifetimes. Because when I drop back here, it's like, ugh, it doesn't feel safe to be, doesn't feel safe here. And so then all that, you know, contraction comes in. And the energy just filled my body and I was back in my power and my strength. And I feel like I had a great night's sleep. But this is just so amazing what we're doing. I feel like that crossing that threshold into the eighth dimension is a game changer. So.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And we'll guarantee that. And I want to mention to you, you know, in the past, when we had traveled to these higher realms, we've done so with a lot of assistance from all of these grand beings. And even when we've gone to Sirius as many times as we've gone, you remember those axotonal lines we set in place way back when? And along with that, you know, for our group as we grew in our consciousness, and that invitation was open for us to visit anytime we wanted, there was actually like an energetic corridor created for our group to be able to travel that in a step down frequency so we could come back and forth. And that's kind of been part of our training, if you will. So even when we, in 2020 in our conference, if you remember, when we did that journey and we went through the Rainbow Bridge and received our color code and our sound code, and then we traveled again through the eighth dimension to the edge of the ninth dimension to that ancient crystalline grotto. And all of that was possible because of all these magnificent beings and these stargates all worked together to create, and we were escorted all the way. But yesterday, something else happened. When the archangels, they escorted us to that gateway to open that eighth dimension. Once you step through that gateway, it was not being held open by anyone. It was being held open, and you walked through in your own light, in your own consciousness. So it was the beginning into the eighth dimension. But congratulations, because you did that. No one held that open for you. So I think that is a pretty big deal.
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hi. I'd just like to add on something here. Colleen, of course, she mentioned the flower of life, which many of us back in the 80s, 90s, we investigated that a lot. And I remember in one of our last conferences, we were given the Order of Melchizedek. We were made members, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. So because all of that was trying to get us up to a certain speed, I think, in the changes we are all experiencing. But it is true that when we got to that eighth dimension this time, it put us into such an amazing, amazing energy. And when I try to look for the edge of this new aura, I can't quite find it yet, but maybe my eyes aren't working. I don't know. But I have a feeling that what is happening is we are converging. So many teachings, wisdom teachings, are converging right now. Mm-hmm. It's as if we're in an orchestra, and we're all playing a part. And, you know, some are playing this part of trying to teach through the new physics and so on, and others are in the spiritual, more spiritual realm, but it's all converging. Science and spirituality are meeting. And I think it's just wonderful that we are surrounded by these beings, the beings of light that are accompanying us. And I was extremely comforted by the fact that we are being accompanied until we decide to cross the Rainbow Bridge. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
Oh, first of all, I am so humbled by the background that some of you have of what came through. And I thank Malena for asking me. There has an excuse my breaking down, but there has been a thread for so long coming in from many lifetimes of not unworthiness, but I go back to mastering alchemy, capable. And it has been a strong thread. And it began to really break down when Malena had accepted this code. But going to that eighth dimension and meeting again this luminous one, and she giving me her name, the feeling of home is not even adequate enough to explain what I felt. But most of all, I found me. The fullness and the completeness in this now moment, I found me in all the strength and sovereignty and power of who I am. And that is never going to leave me. And with that, I am truly, truly grateful. So thank you so much, Malena. Thank you. That's it.
And so it is. For all of us. Anyone else before we continue on?
Hi, this is Ruth. I was just, the experience I had was like, wow, this is how my mom and everyone else has passed on. They went over the Rainbow Bridge, and this was just absolutely just wonderful for me to feel that.
Yes.
That's all. Just awesome. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
This is Soile.
Hi, Soile.
Hey. I just want to share, it was beautiful, so beautiful that I really suffered to come back, and I was crying a lot and thinking what the hell I'm doing here. And then what helped me to integrate that to my mind, because I think that was my mind that can't understand what is going on. I just repeated all again that Kutumi's prayer. Again and again, and it helped. I'm creator. I create my life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It brings new meaning to Kutumi's prayer when you say I am and follow it by light, luminous light. You are that. Yep. I am grateful that prayer came into my life. And I'm sure everyone is that uses it. So thank you, Soleil, for sharing. For most of us, I think there were some deep emotion that came up for us when we entered that dimensional time lock.
And you definitely want to return there often. And once the recordings are up, take yourself back through it. Because every time you go, well, if you go back through this process, you'll gain even more understanding of some of the things that did occur in there. And when I'm here to tell you that it changes everything for you, it truly does. And, you know, in that light, so you are that luminous field. You are that luminous light, and you can see it. You can, because it is part of you. You've reclaimed it, and it's a beautiful thing.
So when you go back through it, the recording, how do you, and you go back through the time lock and all of that. Like, it feels a little strange to me because, you know, we've already done it and it's installed. And so it's already kind of happened. I don't know. It's sometimes I like to repeat it seems a little awkward.
I just like being in that space. So you could go there on your own, but if it helps you to be guided in, by all means, use the meditation, whatever works for you.
I was just wondering if anyone had a perspective on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll say yes to that once you've been there, the tools have been given to you, when you go into your meditation, you automatically find a space within. So all these things that they've given us and all these teachings, all these lessons, Eka Delta Manifold, Eka Epikinetic Body, Eka Body, see, all those things are a part of you. You've already absorbed those into your beingness. So your beingness already holds those templates and those lights within. And so you carry those. And in your meditation, you find that space and you dwell within.
Well, you don't necessarily have to open the time locks again, but I think just being in that space, well, for me, because I've been in it now dozens and dozens of times, and it's different for me every single time.
No, that's a good confirmation. I appreciate it. Everybody, thank you.
I think it's a very personal thing for each one of us as we awaken into the significantness of who we are.
Amen.
We never considered that before. And this is one of those changes that very subtly come upon you when you get in that space of that eight-dimensional light template, because it puts it into you at a deeper level every time you are able to access it. And however that is for you, that's important for you to honor, whether it's to listen to the meditation or go there, because you remember that space. So go ahead.
Joan, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but I've been listening to everybody and listening to you and listening to Milena, and it's like, I didn't feel like I was going home. I didn't feel like I remembered anything. And I have felt much deeper meditations from other sessions that we've done. I felt, I enjoyed it, but it didn't feel like this big aha that I'm hearing everybody else say. And I'm trying to figure out why. It didn't resonate with me as much as many of the other ones that we've done. I'm trying to figure out what I mean by all that, because it just felt very different, but it didn't feel like this huge, beautiful, wonderful thing like I've felt in many others.
I think it just takes time, because it integrates it. Like I said, it's a very personal thing at different levels, and you just have to go with whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, for me, maybe this will help. When I was there, it was like they said, you've always had it. It's always been with you. We just released, and so now that you have full access to it. You've always remembered it. You always knew about it. But within a 3D body, you couldn't comprehend it, and now you can. It wasn't an aha moment for me either. It was just a confirmation.
Yeah, that makes way more sense for me, because, you know, it's like when I hear people say that they're so happy, that they feel so honored to get this, I'm like, for me, it felt like, well, that makes me feel like, well, then at some point, I must not have been able to have that or not been honored to have that. It's like there's the other side of the coin. And I'm like, well, it doesn't feel like it was. I don't know if I make any sense, but it's kind of what you said, Kimberly. It's like it was not ever gone. It's just now somebody took the sunglasses off.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Hi, this is Becky. And I was going to go ahead and I wasn't going to talk, but since Kelly has stated what she stated, I was unconscious yesterday for the whole thing. I didn't get any of it. So, but I was very tired all day. And just like some of the others had said, it's probably because we're coming back to the dense 3D. So I got today that was very dense for me. So I was tired all day. And then I went to bed last night. And then I got up. I woke up at 2:30 this morning and couldn't go back to sleep. So then when I did get up this morning and my husband went to work at 6, I got up and my body was hurting. And I feel a lot of my pain in my neck. So I know for me that I was still integrating and still releasing that, because that's how I do that for me. I'll be anxious to go back to be able to listen to the recordings to get the rest of that for me. So I wanted to thank Susie for talking about her nothingness, because when she stated how she gets her nothingness, that made a lot of sense to me, and now I know what that is. So I appreciate everyone's input, and it really has helped me a lot. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else before we move on? Okay. Well, let's move on.